bit. The flames have destroyed thousands of homes and killed at least 25 people. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass visited a FEMA disaster assistance center, and CBS's Masa Saidi was there.
Housing a huge issue. FEMA's Bob Fenton tells me right now they're providing 14-day reimbursements for hotels, rental assistance, and transitional homes.
We do that through a contract we have with hotels, and we have over 200 hotels participating in the L.A. area.
CBS's Tracy Wolf says climate change has made the California fires worse.
Climate scientists from UCLA have produced analysis that concludes climate change contributed to 25% of the extreme dryness of the vegetation that helped fuel the fires. The experts also say that the fires still would have been extreme without climate change, but likely smaller and less intense.
Senators kicked off the first day of confirmation hearings for President-elect Trump's cabinet picks. Trump's choice for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth appeared before the Senate Armed Services Committee. He faced intense questioning and criticism from some Democratic committee members. CBS's Charlie Daggett with more.
There are allegations of his infidelity, alcohol abuse that came up repeatedly and pointedly. He dismissed those as anonymous smears, but not outright like denying the reports of the incidents. He said he was not a perfect person.
Tomorrow's confirmation hearings include Pam Bondi as Attorney General and Senator Marco Rubio as Secretary of State. Ceasefire negotiations involving Israel and Hamas are ongoing in Doha. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says a potential deal is closer than it's ever been before. John Alterman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says there are still many questions unanswered, especially with regard to hostages.
A lot of those terms aren't explicitly spelled out. So even if we start moving in this direction, things should easily fall apart.
The U.S. House passes a Republican measure banning transgender girls and women from competing on school sports teams that match their gender identity. CBS's Matt Piper reports.
The bill would amend Title IX, the federal law banning sex discrimination in schools, to recognize a person's sex as based solely on a person's reproductive biology and genetics at birth. Schools that allow a person whose sex is male to participate in an athletic program or activity that is designed for girls risk losing federal funding.
Jack Daniels' parent, Brown-Forman, is cutting its workforce and closing its barrel-making plant. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-2706.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
U.S. producer prices rose 0.2% last month on higher energy costs. A top coffee chain is changing its rules to keep non-customers from getting too comfy.
Starbucks is reversing its open invite policy and requiring anyone who wants to hang out inside or use the bathroom to buy something, like a cappuccino or an iced coffee. Stores will be posting a new code of conduct, which also bans discrimination, harassment, drinking booze outside, smoking, vaping, using drugs, or panhandling. A spokesperson says it's designed to prioritize paying customers and create a better environment for everyone. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Southwest Airlines says it is not filling some jobs and summer internships this year in an effort to lower costs. The airline says that it would honor internship offers already made, but pause all non-contract internal and external hiring. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear, lows near 5 above, wind chills 0 to 5 below thanks to a northwest breeze. More clouds on the way Wednesday, highs in the lower 20s. Wednesday night, there will be a chance of snow, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper teens. Right now, it's 10.
All of his children. persuasion.
To Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. Different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city, all around people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Sleep at night.
come on this loop, John B.
Timeless hits on WRJN, and just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Ow. Sweetie, come here. Don't worry. I see a lot of patients with the exact same thing.
Ever since the ice skating rink went in next door?
Or is it more than
Dr. Clark's business is heating up.
So many patients need my help. How will I find time to see all of them?
They need to hire a scheduler, stat.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WRJN. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class.
Come on, Snoopy.
with local news. And now, Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love.
Thank you.
News and Timeless Hits. WRJN.
And that time I went and said goodbye.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy, the rinse change.
Every now
wash, it smells so clean. Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Klayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Nighttime curfews are in effect for the Palisades and Eaton fire zones around Los Angeles. As CBS's Daniel Backus reports, fire crews are watching the wind warnings still in effect.
High winds are what emergency officials are concerned about as they closely monitor possible new fires.
Especially in those areas that are prone to have those starts.
We're ready and prepared for wildfires when they break out in these conditions.
FEMA disaster assistance centers are open to provide money and help.
Had over 40,000 applications. We provide over $8 million, but there's a lot of work yet to do.
Nearly 90,000 households lost electricity as utilities shut off power to prevent their lines from sparking new blazes. Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth took some incoming political fire at his Senate confirmation hearing, although not from Mississippi Republican Roger Wicker.
The nominee is unconventional. That may be what makes Mr. Hegseth an excellent choice.
Illinois Democrat Tammy Duckworth has a different view.
How can we ask these warriors to train and perform the absolute highest standards when you are asking us to lower the standards to make you the Secretary of Defense simply because you are buddies with our president-elect?
Special Counsel Jack Smith says his team stood up for the rule of law as it investigated President-elect Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. But CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarlane says the calendar worked against Smith.
The clock ran out. He's trying to make that case pretty clearly in his report. But when they submitted this thing and it was finally released, that was the last step. The prosecutors who brought this case, and they're going to face the fear of retribution.
The first phase of a ceasefire deal in Gaza appears to have been agreed to in principle. CBS News senior foreign correspondent Elizabeth Palmer has more from Tel Aviv.
A provisional deal struck by Israel and Hamas proposes a roughly 42-day truce during which Hamas will release 33 hostages, women, children, the sick, and elderly in small groups. In return, Israel will pull its military back to the inside perimeter of the Gaza Strip. It will allow in a flood of aid.
There's more new data on drinking and your health.
The risk of dying from alcohol goes from 1 in 1,000 to 1 in 100 after drinking slightly more than one drink of alcohol per day, according to a new federal review. The review is one of two that are supposed to inform a major update to federal guidelines on how much Americans should limit their drinking to, which currently stand at 1 per day for women and 2 per day for men.
That's CBS News digital health reporter Alexander Tin. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I've just been feeling so sluggish lately.
You should try the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge.
The Metamucil 2-Week Challenge?
Yeah, Metamucil 4-in-1 Fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Start your daily routine now, and in 2 weeks, you could be feeling great. Well, it's been 2 weeks. How you feeling?
Lighter and feeling great.